KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. In high school sports over the weekend, the Hawkeye 10 Conference Wrestling Championships were held in Glenwood on Saturday, and Creston Orient Maxburg is the team champion. They win with 245 points, edging Lewis Central, who was the runner-up with 235 points. Clarinda was third at 223.5. Glenwood placed fourth with 213 points. It was Atlantic fifth with 191 points. Harlan, Kemper Catholic, Shenandoah, Red Oak, St. Albert, and Denison, the rest of the field in that order. Among Atlantic's place winners, a couple of first place winners for Atlantic, Carter Cox took the 113-pound championship, and Reed Nichols was the champ at 145 pounds. A couple of second place finishes as well. Cole Hansen at 106 and Skyler Swoboda at 285 were runners-up on Saturday. Also placing third in that meet Saturday, Austin Williamson of Atlantic at 138 pounds. And also for Atlantic Cam, they had some fourth place winners, Marshall McDermott at 126, along with Drake Roller at 170, Travis Peterson at 182, Keegan Hosfeldt at 195, John McConkie at 220. Also, I overlooked one of the third-place finishers, Zach Stork, finished third at 160 pounds in that meet on Saturday for Atlantic. Also, the Audubon Wheeler Invitational Wrestling Tourney held on Saturday. It was Logan Magnolia winning the team title with 283.5 points. Missouri Valley with 179 was second. East Mills with 142 third. AHSTW placing fourth with 118 points. Woodbine, Audubon, Exira EHK, Southwest Valley, Clarinda Academy, and East Sac County round out the rest of the field. Champions in that meet on Saturday include Wyatt Crocker of Logan Magnolia at 106, Garrett Thompson of Loma at 113, Bo Giese of Logan Magnolia at 120, Nick Rounds of Missouri Valley at 126, Alec Mormon of East Mills took the 132 title, Austin Hainer of Logan Magnolia the champ at 138, Brad Kirkhoff of Audubon wins at 145, Brady Charbonneau of Logan Magnolia the champ at 152, Timmy Barr of AHSTW wins the 160-pound crown, Riley Wallers of Logan Magnolia, the champ at 170. His teammate, Reed Meeker, wins at 182. Evan Hansen of Exira EHK wins the 195-pound title. Tom Reif of Missouri Valley wins at 220. And Gabe Schaefer of Woodbine, the champ at 285. Also Saturday, just a small sampling of high school basketball around the area. In boys hoops, it was Trainer over St. Albert, 59-51. Earlham beating Nottoway Valley, 58-51. Also in girls basketball, Saturday night, it was Nottoway Valley over Earlham, 58-40. St. Albert defeating Trainer, 57-47. Brianna Jones scored 17 of her 19 points in the second half and had 15 rebounds to help number 5 Maryland extend its winning streak to 13 games with a 93-88 victory over number 20 Iowa Sunday in women's Big Ten college basketball. The Terrapins moved two games ahead of the second place Hawkeyes in the Big Ten standings. Lexi Brown led Maryland with 26 points. Allie Disterhoff had 22 for Iowa. Melissa Dixon had 18. The Hawkeyes fall to 17-4. They're 8-2 in Big Ten conference play. There were two top 25 men's basketball games yesterday. One and then one. Florida State upset 23rd-ranked Miami, 55-54. Also in the other game, it was number 11 Utah crushing Southern California, 67-39. Well, in the end, it was an unheralded rookie strong safety from West Alabama who saved the Super Bowl for the New England Patriots as they were handed a 28-24 win in Super Bowl 49 over the Seattle Seahawks. Malcolm Butler made an interception at the goal line as the Seahawks were 1 yard away from the go-ahead touchdown. Butler spoiled the Seahawks' comeback by stepping in front of Ricardo Lockett for the game-saving interception at the goal line. The Patriots rallied from a 10-point fourth-quarter deficit. New England coach Bill Belichick and QB Tom Brady are now 4-for-6 in Super Bowls in this century. Belichick's 22 postseason victories are the most by any coach in NFL history to culminate a fortnight of accusations about underinflated footballs during the Pats' AFC title rout 2 weeks ago. Belichick joined Pittsburgh's Chuck Knoll as the only coaches with 4 Super Bowls. And how about the worst call in NFL history? The worst play call ever? The Seattle Seahawks just a yard away from being the first team to repeat as NFL champs since New England did it 10 years ago. But then they decided to throw the football. Seahawks decided not to use star running back Marshawn Lynch to run the ball in from a yard out. Instead, they called a pass play and throwing into a big crowd, the ball picked off by Malcolm Butler, allowing the Patriots to run out the clock. Seahawks coach Pete Carroll said there's nobody to blame but me. He explained that the Patriots had gone with their jumbo goal line defense, and he thought a pass play would work. Obviously, it didn't. Carroll said of Butler, it was a miraculous play that the kid made. And he said, we did everything right to win this game, except one thing. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.